Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie, and today we are going to be talking about video game behemoth Activision Blizzard, its upcoming earnings report, and the backlash it has felt already this week after announcing a brand new mobile game in a storied franchise. We're actually going to just start right there, this mobile game controversy, as we just heard the details over the weekend and saw the reaction from the public and investors, with ATVI shares falling sharply on Monday. Maybe we can speculate in a little bit that it is a slight overreaction from investors, but definitely a story I think gamers and investors and even Wall Street analysts will look at and maybe not look at it very favorably. So all of this comes in the wake of BlizzCon 2018, which is the latest edition of an annual event held by the company's Blizzard branch. So it's right there in the title, Activision Blizzard. Activision, maybe the to some folks, the bigger name. I think a lot of other folks would say Blizzard is the bigger name, but it's all one entity. We'll get into a couple of the other subsidiaries that's kind of in this really powerhouse in the gaming industry. But this is specifically a Blizzard thing, and this whole drama has to do with a Blizzard franchise. Diablo is the name of the franchise. It's a legacy title that has been around for about 20 years and has a huge cult following, especially on the PC side. It's traditionally a PC game. Blizzard teased a lot of Diablo-related news, or at least teased the fact that something Diablo-related was coming at this year's BlizzCon, and while that is exactly what happened, it was not quite the news that the hardcore fans wanted to hear. In fact, really seems like it was the exact opposite of the news that the hardcore fans wanted to hear. I'm just kind of reading the reactions with my own perspective. I don't play Diablo. I'm not what I would to classify as one of these hardcore fans at all. I'm aware of the franchise. It certainly, as I said, has kind of like a cult-like following, been around for a really long time. But instead of adding to the traditional PC-based Diablo franchise, which currently includes three core titles and three expansion packs, Blizzard actually announced that it would be launching a game called Diablo Immortal, which is going to be an online mobile game that brings the Diablo universe into one smartphone. That might sound, you know, to maybe just the average investor listening to this show, like a good idea. You take a great popular game franchise, you bring it into the smartphone, and, you know, you kind of capitalize on the mobile game trend, which, at least from the outside looking in, seems to be a really big trend in the overall video gaming industry. Now, that trend certainly might be continuing on, that it certainly is something that has driven growth for game publishers over the last several years. We've seen several major companies really take leaps and really invest, double down in that idea. We've seen a few, you know, pure play mobile companies generate some interest on Wall Street as well. But just judging off of the reaction here with the Diablo fans and with the Blizzard fans, really doesn't seem like Diablo Immortal landed quite where they expected it in terms of the reaction. It's tough to be like, here's an objective fact, here's an objective way of gauging that the fans didn't like it, but I'm going to try to give you a little picture of what it was like. By Monday morning, the video announcement for the game had 10,000 likes and over 155,000 dislikes on YouTube. And then there were actually comments on the video that indicated that the dislike total had actually reached 500,000 or 500,000 dislikes at one point. But then the video was apparently deleted and re-uploaded to wipe that count. So I'm just going off of the comments on the YouTube section there. And then even at the event itself, at some point during a kind of fan Q&A session, someone stood up in attendance and literally walked up to the Blizzard executives on stage and asked if they were pulling an early April Fool's prank, to which they said no. But, you know, again, tough to kind of gauge these things empirically, but it was all over several social media outlets that I follow. several gaming forums that I checked in on, even just reddit.com, the subreddit r/gaming, like at least half of the front page posts today were either a joke or a frustration with the announcement. So it didn't go over well, and it seems like maybe in hindsight, Blizzard might regret the way that they announced it, might have regretted the hype to the announcement, or maybe it just knows that this isn't something for the core audience and is something that they're trying to get Diablo into the hands of people who aren't or maybe not having maybe not engaged with it up until this point. So here's a little blurb from Wyatt Chang, who is the lead game designer on Diablo Immortal. And this is via VG247. Chang said, quote, "I think if you came to BlizzCon expecting and hoping for a PC announcement and you don't play mobile games at all, you'd be, oh, that's not what I asked for, and this doesn't do anything for me. I think it's okay for people to be skeptical," end quote. So kind of touching on the fact that they get that people are angry, they understand it, they hear it, but also not really apologizing for it, saying, you know, this isn't for the PC gamers, and we don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. One thing to keep in mind here is that this is hardly Activision's first shot at the mobile game business. Actually, in 2016, the company acquired King, which was a leading mobile game designer, I believe a British company, before they were acquired. These are the guys that built Candy Crush. So we're talking about, you know, one of the bigger names in the business here. 270 million monthly active users in the King segment for Activision Blizzard. And that actually makes it the company's largest in those terms by far. But more importantly, King is responsible in the most recent quarter, responsible for 34% of the company's operating margin. So, you know, when we talk about that, we talk about that making it the most profitable of the three major segments for Activision Blizzard. Clearly, Activision Blizzard knows that mobile games pay, and Diablo Immortal is coming to, you know, spark that growth, whether diehards like it or not, honestly. And I know that's definitely, for the diehards, a frustrating thing to hear that we're at this point with gaming companies where they don't necessarily care about the reactions of their core diehard demographic, the people that have been with a franchise for 20 years. You know, I think, well, let me pull in a different example, because we know that these kind of backlashes can actually hurt companies. This isn't just something that's going to be it could go beyond just being something that's a stink on the internet for a couple weeks, and then people move on and people download the game or they don't download the game, and it doesn't end up mattering too much. One example I want to draw in played out last year. It had to do with Electronic Arts and Activision Blizzard rival. Everybody knows EA as well, if we're talking about Activision. In the ill-fated Star Wars Battlefront 2. This game took flak for its monetization scheme, which used loot boxes. So basically, you would pay real dollar bills for loot boxes, which leveled you up and got you unlockable stuff way quicker than playing the game, almost to the point where you would just pay to be better at the game. And this was heavily criticized before the release even happened. While I want to note, that's an entirely different annoyance from the fans, people complaining about that pay-to-win game scheme versus this being not really satisfying the core audience because you're going mobile. Those are two separate frustrations, but they kind of speak to this desire, this kind of sense that these gaming companies are selling out their core audience, fact that, you know, the only thing they're concerned about is profits right now, which kind of alienates those core fans. And, you know, it definitely generated a similar reaction. It was a very loud frustration from those core audiences on the internet. Fun, again, you know, it's hard to quantify these things, but, you know, one thing I always like to point out when I talk about this story, EA's community team kind of came onto Reddit to deal with the backlash the best that they could. And the community team account actually responded to a user complaining about the loot box scheme and said, you know, it was a way to reward gamers for feeling hard or playing hard, and it makes them feel more satisfied with their efforts and this, that, and the other thing. That post became the most downvoted comment in the history of Reddit. So that's a good way to tell that people were frustrated with the EA rollout of Battlefront 2. And, you know, it took its toll on the company. It wasn't just a minor blip on the radar for EA. Analysts in Wall Street lowered their expectations for the game's release. By the end of November, 2017, which was when the game was released, EA had lost $3 billion in market cap since the launch of the game. So over about a two-week period of time, ended up having to roll back the loot boxes gameplay. I think at some point completely removing them or essentially drastically changing them from where they were in the beta. As I said, game released in mid-November. To date, from then, EA shares are down about 15% since the release of Battlefront 2. And yeah, I mean, their stock rallied at some point into the new year and has pulled back since then from a variety of different headwinds. But it just goes to show, you know, started some volatility upon the release date. EA literally had to change things around in a matter of days on a project that I'm sure was developing for years, likely. And was forced to because of that public reaction. So, you know, while these core audiences might feel frustrated and might feel like they're being alienated by these companies, these, you know, for-profit machines that are now driving these classic video game titles, you raise a big enough stink and you put the pressure on the company enough and, you know, changes can be made. So this, I don't know if there is going to be any sort of change because, like I said, you know, it's not a gameplay thing. It's just a decision that Activision Blizzard made that they want to continue to go after this mobile game audience. So we'll see where it goes from here. And if Blizzard, you know, comes out with anything or, you know, teases anything in the Diablo universe that might satisfy those core gamers a little bit more to kind of patch this up. But definitely an ugly backlash so far. And what's interesting about this whole thing is that Activision is going to report earnings later this week. And then this is Q3 earnings. And the Q4 earnings report with the holiday quarter and the release of a couple huge games should be, you know, huge, huge quarter, huge, huge report for the company. So definitely it's coming at an interesting time for them to be facing this public outcry because otherwise I think investors would be looking at the next couple reports with an attractive eye. This report, as I said, Q3, what are we looking for this week? Our latest Zax consensus estimates have earnings pegged at 51 cents per share and revenue at $1.67 billion. That would be down 15% and 12% respectively. But with this report, really looking forward to guidance and management's commentary on games that were released just after this fiscal period ended. So this will be through September 2018. In early October, we saw the release of Call of Duty Black Ops 4. That was October 12th. Game sold $500 million in the first 3 days of sale, which might surprise you that was actually disappointing. Titles in the Black Ops, in the Call of Duty franchise, have sold quite a bit more than that over those three-day release stretches. But, you know, still obviously a marquee release for Activision. Also, another big launch in October was from the King segment. Candy Crush's new title, Candy Crush Friends Saga, came out on October 11th. So, again, just outside of the kind of ballpark we'll be talking about with the Q3 report. But one of those things where the guidance for Q4 will tell us directly how Call of Duty and Candy Crush have been performing, and those will be things that the analysts will definitely be answering in the conference call. And when we talk about a reaction to this report, it's definitely going to be much more dependent on those things than anything else. And outside of that, we also have some esports chatter with this report. We're going to hear more about the Overwatch League, probably. That's expanding from 12 teams to 20 teams next year in 2019. That expansion is going to come with huge expansion fees, people paying a lot of money, probably what would surprise you amount of money for expansion teams in the Overwatch League. That's another thing that's probably going to show up in guidance, and that's probably going to get asked about in the analyst conference call. So again, we'll get those latest numbers for Q3, but really this report is about looking forward. And honestly, looking forward, I would not be surprised now with how loud this reaction to the Diablo Immortal situation is. I would not be surprised if an analyst asked about that on the conference call, if maybe they'll have to adjust expectations in terms of what that game might do. So we'll see. Definitely, though, a big, big week for Activision Blizzard. Anyone really interested in this video game space at all should be keeping their eyes on ATVI's report, but also kind of closely monitoring the situation, because I think it really speaks to the power of the core gaming audience to decide or kind of influence how gaming companies handle these releases. So big week for that, and definitely something we should, Zori, we will continue to monitor. That's going to do it for us on today's show, though. So as a reminder, if you feel that we missed anything, or if you want us to cover a different story, if we mean to follow up on this story in a future week, anything, if we may cover anything else related to gaming, feel free to shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. As always, thanks for listening to Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday show. We will see you next time.